जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परुषाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् कृष्ण कृपा मूर्ति अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परुषाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू संबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरी टू संबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरी टू संबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। 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 Reading from Canto 11th, Lord Krishna explains the yoga system, chapter 14 and text number 14 and 15. Text number 14 is on the board. We will recite that. Na paramishtyam na mahindra dhishnyam. Na paramishtyam na mahindra dhishnyam. Na sarvabhaumam. नरसाधिपत्यम् न सार्वभौमम् नरसाधिपत्यम् न योगसिद्धिर् अपुनर्भवम् वा न योगसिद्धिर् पुनर्भवम् वा मयि अर्पितामिच्छति मद्विनान्यात् मयि अर्पितात्मिच्छति मद्विनन्या न पारमिष्ठ्यं न महेन्द्रधिष्ण्यं न पारमिष्ठ्यं न महेन्द्रधिष्ण्यं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न योगसिद्धिर् पुनर्भवं वा न योगसिद्धिर् पुनरम्भवं मयि अर्पितामि क्षति मद विनन्यात् मयि अर्पिता मेच्छति मद विनन्या न पारमिष्ठ्यं न महेन्द्रधिष्ण्यं अरमिष्ठ्यं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न योगसिद्धिर् पुनरभवं वा न योगसिद्धिर् अपुनर्भवं वा मयि अर्पितामिच्छति मद्विनन्यात् मयि अर्पितामिच्छति मद्विनन्यात् न पारमिष्ठ्यं न महेन्द्रधिष्ण्यं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न योगसिद्धिर्पुनरभवं वा मयि अर्पितामिच्छति मद्विनन्या न पारमिष्ठ्यं न महेन्द्रधिष्ण्यं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न योगसिद्धिर्पुनरम्भवं वा मयि अर्पितामिच्छति मद्विनान्यात् न पारमिष्ठ्यं न महेन्द्रधिष्ण्यं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न योगसिद्धिर्पुनराभवं वा मयि अर्पितामि क्षति मद विनन्यात् माताजी वट टू वर्ड मीनिंग न नॉट Paramesthyam, the position of the or abode of Lord Brahma, the position or abode of Lord Brahma. Na, never. Mahendra Dhishnam, the position of Lord Indra. Na, neither. Sarvabhaumam, empire on the earth. Na, nor. Rasadhipatyam, sovereignty in the lower planetary system. Na, never. Yoga Siddhihi, the eightfold yoga perfections. Apunah Bhavam, liberation. Va, nor. Mai, in me. Arpita, fixed. Atma, consciousness. Ichhati, he desires. Mat, me. Vina, without. Anyat, anything else. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One who has fixed his consciousness on me desires neither the position or abode of Lord Brahma or Lord Indra, nor an empire on the earth, nor sovereignty in the lower planetary systems, nor eightfold perfection of yoga, nor liberation from birth and death. Such a person desires me alone. Purport. The position of the Akinchan pure devotee is described in this verse. Sri Priyavrat Maharaj is an example of a great devotee who was not interested in universal sovereignty because his love was completely absorbed in the lotus feet of the Lord. Even the greatest material enjoyment appears most insignificant and useless to a pure devotee of the Lord. I have been also given text 15. I will just recite. Na tatha me priyatama atma yonir na sankarah na cha sankarshano na srir naivatmaya cha yatha bhavan. Word to word meaning na, not, tatha, in the same way, me, to me, priyatama, most dear, Atma Yonihi, Lord Brahma, who is born from my body, na, nor, Sankara, Lord Shiva, na, nor, cha, also, Shankarshana, my direct expansion, Lord Shankarshan, na, nor, Sri, the goddess of fortune, na, nor, ever, certainly, Atma, my own self, as the deity, cha, also, yatha, as much as, Bhavan, you. Translation. My dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshan, the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self are as dear to me as you are. Purport. The Lord has described in the previous verse the unalloyed love of his pure devotee for him. And now the Lord describes his love for his devotee. Atmayoni means Lord Brahma, who is born directly from the Lord's body. Lord Shiva always gives pleasure to Lord Krishna by his constant meditation upon him. And Sankarshan or Balram is the Lord's brother in Krishna Leela. The goddess of fortune is Lord's wife. And the word Atma here indicates the Lord's own self as the deity. None of these personalities, even the Lord's own self, are as dear to him as his pure devotee. Uddhava, an Akinchan devotee of the Lord. Srila Madhvacharya cites from Vedic literature the example of a gentleman sometime neglects his own interest and that of his children to give charity to a poor beggar. Similarly, the Lord gives preference to a helpless devotee who depends completely on his mercy. The only way to obtain the Lord's mercy is through his causeless love. And the Lord is most lovingly inclined toward those devotees who are most dependent on him. Just as ordinary mothers and fathers worry more about their helpless children and about those who are self-sufficient, then about those who are self-sufficient, thus even if one lacks any material qualification, one should simply depend upon Supreme Personality of Godhead, without any other interest, and surely one will achieve the highest perfection of life. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padkamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristhaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So on the onset of this class, I would like to seek blessings from devotees here, those who are listening this class. Their blessings will enable me to speak on this exalted topic where Uttam Bhakti is being described. And who is describing here? A neophyte devotee. So unless and until a person is completely blessed by senior devotees, he will not be able to, you know, do justice to this verse. So I seek blessings from all the Vaisnavas here, and on their strength, on the blessings, I am repeating something from their words which I have heard from them, and I am just trying to repeat. So this is very, very interesting chapter, and all of us who came to Krishna consciousness must have had this particular inquiry which Uddhavji is asking in this particular chapter. You know, being born in India, we see so many processes. You know, someone is worshipping some demigod, someone is doing some yoga, someone is doing so many different things. So a natural question can come, that which is the best among all this? You know, and that is exactly the same question which is being asked by Uddhavji in the onset of this particular chapter. He asked the Lord, "My Lord, there are so many things which is prescribed in the Vedas. You know, among them, which is the best? Or all are on equal level, or something is the best also among them?" And Lord starts giving the answer. I'm not going to go deeper on those verses. All our senior devotees earlier very nicely described everything, that how all other processes are not so perfect. And in last class, from verse number 12 onwards, pure devotional service was glorified. And it is Shyam Charan who did a wonderful, very inspiring justice to this particular verse, telling that how only pure devotional service can actually satisfy the living entity. And it is the one which can give the highest benediction to the living entity. So then these two verses, 12 and 13, the happiness, the extent of happiness is described. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the happiness which is there in rendering devotional service to Krishna is unlimited, number one. And number two is, just like a wealthy person, wherever he goes, he takes the wealth with him. Similarly, a devotee, a akinchana bhakta, wherever he goes, he is happy because he is carrying Krishna with him. So these are the two things which were explained in two verses 12 and 13. And I am taking the 14th verse and 15th verse. The 14th verse tells that how for a pure devotee, all these goals, which all other processes, the people who follow all the processes, all other processes, the goals of those processes, the pure devotee just neglects or he considers nothing. You know, all these words here, Parmishtyam, you know, Mahendra Dhishnyam, all these are the goals for the people who are following other processes. The person who is following Karma Kanda or trying to go to higher planets, for them, this is their goal or desire, that how I can reach to Swargaloka or enjoy to the maximum capacity. And here, immediately that thing is rejected. Nasaro bhaumam, the sovereignty, I don't want. And it is not just this particular verse. So many verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular theme has been repeated. That how a pure devotee doesn't want anything. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings a beautiful particular song, in which he says that I don't want anything, my Lord. I don't want Swarga, I don't want Brahman, I don't want anything else. I just want your pure devotional service. Ahetuki bhakti, that's it. So here I am going to recite few verses which are there, which also tells the same thing. Vitrasura is praying, the same concept here. Nanaka prishtam nachaparamishtam na sarvabhaumam na rasadhipatyam na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va samanjashatav virahaya kaanche. My Lord, the source of all opportunities, I don't desire to enjoy Dhruvaloka, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides. Nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary system. I don't desire to be the master of the powers of mystic yoga. Nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Same prayer by one pure devotee, Vitrasur. Similarly, another, Nagpatnis are praying. Almost similar. Nanaka prishtam nacha sarvabhaumam na paramishtam na rasadhipatyam na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va vanchanti yad pada raja prapanna. Those who have attained the dust of your lotus feet never hanker for the kingship of heaven, limitless sovereignty on earth, the position of Brahma or rulership over the lower planetary system. They are not interested even in the perfection of yoga or liberation itself. So we see this particular theme, that how a devotee rejects anything if it is not going to give that person lotus feet of the Lord or pure devotional service. Similarly, na kinchit sadhavo dhira bhaktya hi ekantino mama vanchanti api maya dattam kaivalyam apunarbhavam. Again, in this particular canto only, because my devotees are possessed of saintly behavior and deep intelligence, they completely dedicate themselves to me and desire nothing else beside me, even if I offer them liberation from birth and death. So this is what the mood of a pure devotee, Akinchan Bhakta, is, that they don't want anything. They just want how I can get the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's what Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. Prabhu tava pada yuge mora nivedana. Oh my Lord, at your lotus feet, this is my nivedan. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana jana. Everyone here wants vidya dhana jan. And here Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, no, I don't want. Neither I want vidya, knowledge, nor I want dhan, nor I want jan. Nahi magi swarga ara moksha nahi magi. I don't want heaven. I don't want liberation. Then what do you want? Nahi magi swargar moksha nahi magi na kuri prarthana keno vibhutir lagi. My Lord, even any vibhuti also I don't want. Then what you want? Please tell. Ei matra ashamam tumara charane ahetu ki bhakti hrude jage anukshane. My Lord, I just want only one thing from your lotus feet. Ei matra ashamam tumara charane. Only one hope, only one asha. And what is that asha? Ahetu ki bhakti hrude jage anukshane. My Lord, please bless me ahetu ki bhakti. Pure devotional service. You know, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. This is what I want. No? And for that, I am ready. Even if I have to take again and again birth in this material world, I am ready. I don't want liberation. This is what the concept is being explained in these verses. That how for a devotee, there is nothing more dear to him than the Lord. This particular verse clearly stands as like a signing, you know, lamppost, that here is the goal for a pure devotee. And nothing else apart from pleasing the Lord. Similarly, you know, we see, because a devotee prays like this, that my Lord, I not want nothing else. The next verse, verse number 15, Lord also says, for me, no one is more dear to me than my devotee, nor Brahma, my son, nor Lakshmi, my wife, nor Shankarsan, my brother, and nor me, myself. That much my devotee is dear for me. So this is what we see. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sthatayo bhajamyaham. As a person will, you know, approach the Lord will accordingly reciprocate to the devotee. This is the theme which Lord is showing. So we have a wonderful opportunity either to, you know, aspire for the highest or to just continue, you know, begging for simple pebbles in the material world. So here we are going to, you know, discuss a few interesting concept, that what is the wealth through which devotee attracts Krishna? You know, how Krishna gets attracted? What is that wealth which attracts Krishna? You know, in material world, if you want to purchase something, you have to have the, you know, paying capacity. You know, if you want to have something outside in the mall, if your pocket is having that much money, you will be able to purchase. Similarly, what is that by which you can purchase Krishna? What is that by which you can have pure devotional service? So we have made one acronym and we will be discussing each word of it. And that acronym is wealth. The first alphabet is W. W is without any material desire. When we are approaching Lord without any material desire, this is the first thing which attracts the Lord. That you are not approaching the Lord with some kind of motivation within. My Lord, here I am coming and here is the list. You know, please, I am coming here because this list I know you can fulfill, so I am coming. Okay, that is fine. But that is not the highest. And here this particular verse is standing for the highest. That's why we are describing the highest thing. You know. So we see many examples in the scripture. You know. Arjuna. Lord Krishna himself came and offered Arjuna the option. That okay. Now there is Narayani Sena. And there is me, myself. Duryodhana was also there. But Lord Krishna gave this option not to Duryodhana. He gave this option to Arjuna. To demonstrate the entire world, see what a pure devotee aspires. You know? Narayani Sena, each and everyone was, you know, such capable. They were as capable as the Lord. And Lord has already told that he is not going to lift any weapon. So here is the Lord alone, one side. And another side is entire Narayani Sena, which is like, you know, wherever they will go, they are, you know, going to be, you know, amazingly powerful and amazingly going to do wonderful things. Arjuna was given the choice. Arjuna knew what is pleasing to Krishna. And that's how, without any second choice, without any moment delay, he immediately chose Krishna. That, my dear Lord, I want you. And same thing is going to come in our lives also. Many times Lord Krishna will put this choice in our life, whether we want Krishna or whether we want something else. And at that time, we will be judged whether we are aspiring for pure devotional service or something else. If we are aspiring for pure devotional service, we will choose Krishna, following in the footsteps of the devotees. Similarly, Sudama. When Sudama went to Lord Krishna, first of all, he was not ready to go, because he was happy. Whatever situation he is in, he is happy. You know, he didn't want that, you know, I should become richer, and because I will have much more wealth, then I will be able to perform devotional service. No, a person can perform devotional service in any situation. Nothing external change is expected to render devotional service to the Lord. And Sudama, even though he was in a poverty-stricken situation, internally he was in blissful situation, because he was always remembering Krishna, he was always connected to Krishna, he was always in pure devotion towards Krishna. So he was not at all in the mood to go and beg from Krishna anything material. But just because, you know, his wife was again and again requesting, please go, please go, please go, please ask, please ask. And he went there for only one reason, that here is an opportunity, I will be able to see Krishna, my dear friend. Not that I am going to ask this. Again, without any material desire. So, when we go in front of the Lord without any agenda, that what I want from you, you know, just imagine if some friend comes to us and he has just come to greet us, just come to meet us, how we will feel, rather than someone comes with a, you know, agenda item, hey, please give me this. Of course, we will not be, you know, in that happy mood compared to that, you know, when he has come without any agenda. Similarly, a devotee knows that if I have to please Lord, the first aspect is, I must approach Lord without any material motives, you know. And that's what all of us, you know, have to aspire. We may not be at this particular level because we are practicing sadhaka, you know. And that's what Shastra gives. Okay, even if you are not at that particular level, continue your devotional service, you know. Akamo sarakamova moksha kamudari tivrena bhakti yogena. It is for us. Even if someone is not on that particular level, no problem. You do tivra bhakti and approach Lord. If you have multiple desire, no problem. But this is what is the highest. This is what the akinchan devotee aspires. You know, Prabodhananda Saraswati, what he says about all these material things? He says it is just like, Tridasapur akasa puspayate. You know, all those material things which we aspire, you know, going to heavenly planet, all these wonderful, you know, facilities, this and that, all these are nothing but, you know, akas pushp, tridas akas pushp, you know, just like, you know, horse egg, you know, it doesn't exist. So similarly, all these things which we consider as very, very precious, in reality, there is no value of it. Because we are in dream, we are considering these things as very, very, you know, like, wow, these are something which we should dedicate our life to. But in reality, from reality perspective, these things have no value. Because we are just for temporary, you know, time in this particular body, and we are aspiring for the small material things which will just go away within few minutes, few days, few months, or at max till our life is there in this particular body. So that's why, without any material desire, that's the first aspect of the wealth, that we approach the Lord without any material desire. And practically all pure devotees and all akinchan bhaktas have displayed this. The next aspect is E. You know, E is, okay, all material desires is rejected. Even liberation is also rejected. E stands for even liberation is also rejected. You know. Now, this is not some simple thing. It is very easy to say. Once we become tired, we will immediately go and try to take a rest. What is that? It is like, you know, liberation. Little liberation from all the anxieties, all those, you know, some kind of things which we have found very difficult and we want to get relaxed. All this is liberation. So liberation is not so easy. It's very easy to say, even liberation is rejected. But all of us need it sometime or other because of our situation in this material world. But a pure devotee even doesn't aspire that. Why? Because his focus is only one thing. How I can please Krishna. How I can serve Krishna. And if in liberation I am not able to serve Krishna, I don't want that. And even that's why we see so many all pure devotees, all Akinchan Bhaktas, they have rejected liberation every time. Why? Because in liberation, they don't get an opportunity, to serve the Lord. It is like just Santi, Santi, Santi. But devotees, Akinchan Bhaktas, they don't want Santi. They want service. They want how I can please the Lord, how I can utilize this moment in pleasure of the Lord. And that's why Kaivalya Narakayate, Prabodhananda Saraswati says it is narak for a devotee. Why it is narak? Because it is one of the greatest punishments for a pure devotee. Whatever wonderful, beautiful time he has received, that time he is not utilizing in service of Krishna, service of the Lord. And that's why when Kulavicha Sridhar, we know this pastime of Kulavicha Sridhar, when Lord was giving him all opulences, he was giving him material opulence, he was even ready to give liberation, everything. Kulavicha Sridhar plainly refused everything. He told, I don't want anything, my Lord. I want only one thing. And that late, that wonderful pastime in which you used to come in front of me and every day you used to negotiate with me, about this banana leaf. Please let that pastime continues. So that's what indicates that for a devotee, reciprocation with the Lord is much, much, much higher than liberation. So liberation is rejected. But for a devotee like all of us, we need some certain aspect where how we can perform Krishna consciousness more and more. And in that, if something can help us in doing that, it is acceptable. That is like favorable Krishna, favorable thing in Krishna consciousness. So, for some time, if devotee take rest, sometime he just gets relaxed, it will not be considered that, it is rejected. Because he is doing it only for one thing, and that is how he can do devotional service better. So that is E. The first is W. That is without any material motive, material desire. E. That is even liberation is rejected. Next comes A. A is the attitude of being servant of the servant. Krishna Anusilanam. How Lord is very, very much pleased by this particular attitude. Lord says that those people who are servant of my servant are more dearer to me than those who are my direct servant. If someone is directly serving Krishna and someone gets an opportunity to serve the devotees who are serving the Lord, that particular devotee who has got the opportunity to serve a devotee, he is in the higher position. That's why, there is a wonderful saying by some Sri Parampara devotee that, just like a staircase, the first step is serving a devotee and the second step is serving the devotee of the Lord. So if someone falls from serving devotee of the Lord, where he will fall? Serving the Lord. So that's why whenever we get opportunity to serve a devotee, we should consider this is amazing blessings of the Lord. Because by blessings of the Lord, we get an opportunity to serve the devotees of the Lord. That's why we have this wonderful sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaisno seva nama sankirtan. If we do these two things, very quickly we can get Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet. What are these two things? Vaisnava Seva and Naam Sankirtan. If we render devotional service, especially service to Vaisnavas by which we please them and we do Naam Sankirtan, Sigra Pave, it is not that after so much delay, very quickly we can get what? Duvikare Sigra Pave Sri Krishna Charan. We can very easily get the lotus feet of the Lord. And we see so many examples where, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when anyone used to approach him and used to say, that I have come to meet you. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to ask his servant to find out from him what is his identity. And if he used to say, I am Krishna Das, I am servant of the Lord, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, tell him I don't have much time now. You know? And if someone used to say, no, I am servant of the servant of Lord, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to tell, okay, tell him I have all my time for him. So that's what, you know, all the great exalted Vaishnavas. So that how anyone who wants to win Krishna's heart, anyone who wants to come closer to Krishna, the crux is how we can get this attitude of being servant of the servant. You know, so this particular thing, Raghunath Das Goswami, when he approached the Lord, Lord Chaitanya entrusted him to Swaroop Damodar. And throughout, Raghunath Das Goswami just continued to serve Swaroop Damodar. He didn't think, oh, when I will get opportunity to serve Lord Chaitanya. He continued to remain in the mood of servant of the servant. So that's what A indicates, the attitude of being servant of the servant. Dase Ranudas. Then comes L. We saw W, that is without any material desire. E, even liberation is rejected. A, attitude of being servant of the Lord. Then L. L is living in this world for rendering favorable service to Lord Krishna and his devotees. That is Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. You know, rendering service in an anukul way, favorably. You know, so we see this in so many pastime in the scriptures. The gopis, every day for the gopis when Lord Krishna left, it was like, you know, it was like every moment was like 12 years or more. But still gopis did their, you know, all things. Why? Because they knew Krishna had given them the promise that he will come. And just to please Krishna that if someday Krishna will come, we should be there. And that one thing continued the gopis to continue living in this world. Otherwise they would have left. They would have given their lives. Similarly, we see Sabari. You know, all the disciples of the Guru went back to Godhead. Other disciples also went back to Godhead. But Sabari continued. Why did she continue? Because she had been told by her Guru, that you continue, one day Lord Ram will come. And every day Sabari used to, you know, ensure that okay, the hut is clean, and he used to put all the flowers and everything. He used to bring such wonderful fruits. Why? Because he knew today Lord can come, Lord will come. So living in this world, living this life for this particular goal, that okay, let me render favorable service. Living for rendering favorable service to please Krishna and his devotee. This is very important in our lives, in Krishna consciousness. Someday we will not be in the mood to serve. Someday we will be in the mood of serving. But doesn't matter whether we are in the mood or not mood. We should leave that. This is going to give pleasure to Krishna. Let me continue. Let me struggle and continue. But we will not give up. So this is L. Living for rendering favorable service to pleasing Krishna. Then T. So we saw W, that is without any material motives. We saw E, even liberation is rejected. A, that is attitude of being servant of the servant. L, living for the pleasure of Krishna, living for the pleasure of rendering service to Krishna. And then T, very important. He tries to share this wealth to everyone. You know, Jeeva Daya. Pragadha Premirai Swabhava Achar Nijya Dukha Vignadi Nakare Vichar. You know, so a pure devotee, a Kinchan Bhakta, he always tries to share what wealth he has, and for that he tolerates the difficulty. Because in trying to spread this message, it is not a very easy task. This material world is, everything is in opposite direction. To preach Krishna consciousness, a person has to go upside the river stream. River stream is just like the material waves. To do it, it's not so easy. But a devotee is ready to tolerate. Because why? This will please Krishna. Lord Krishna has only one headache. And that headache is when all the living entities who are in this material world will return back to him. And he tells, my Lord, Please don't worry. I will take this headache on my head. And I will, you know, tolerate the difficulty, but I will try to give Krishna, I will try to give this particular wealth of bhakti to everyone else. And that's why these devotees become very, very dear to Krishna. And that's why Lord says that these devotees are so dear to me that no one is more dearer to me than him, those who give this message to others, and nor anyone will become. So that's what someone tries to give this message to others, and someone who tolerates this difficulty in giving this message to others. We see Srila Prabhupada also, how much difficulties he tolerated. He was in Vrindavan. Anyone who wants to perfect his life, he was in a perfect situation. Perfecting, completely perfecting. And when other God brothers were also telling, yes, no need to go to, you know, other countries. You know, so that also he could have taken. Okay, my God brothers are also telling now no need to go, I am old. You know, so no need. But still, Srila Prabhupada took these difficulties, these challenges, and went through so much trouble for 1 year, for 1 or 2 years, so many difficulties in United States. If we read Prabhupada Lilamrita, we will have tears. But single-handedly, without any support, without anything, you know. But still, Srila Prabhupada continued. Why? Because this will please his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and this will please Krishna. So this is the wealth, the tea. He tries to give this message to others and also tolerates the difficulty, you know. And then we are coming to H, the last one, you know. The last one is, even after continuing with W, that is without any material motive, E, even not having desire of liberation, A, being servant of the servant of the servant, attitude of being servant, T, always, you know, tries to give this message, H, still being humble, you know. Because many a time, after having this thing, we may become proud that I am best, I am doing so much. But if this thing will come in our heart, then we will lose everything. So we see practically all the Vaisnavas, Akinchan Vaisnavas, they show this particular quality of humility. Trinadapi sunichena, tarurapi sahisnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. We see Uddhavji, Lord is saying, you are the one, you know, whom I am personally choosing to go to Vrindavan to give the message to gopis. You are my consultant. You know, I am consulting you in different situations, what to do, what not to do. But this Uddhavji, even though he is in such high stature of knowledge and devotion, when he went to Vrindavan and when he saw the high, you know, parakastha of devotion of gopis, you know, he immediately desired, let me become the Gulmlata, you know, on which the lotus dust of the lotus feet of these wonderful gopis can come, can come on the head. So that's what we see, the humility of Uddhavji. You know, similarly we see, we have heard, only meek and humble can enter the kingdom of God. Without humility, you know, we may have many other qualities, but it will not attract Krishna. But when we have humility, automatically, you know, vidya dadati vinayam, if someone has the real knowledge of devotional service, automatically he will become humble, and that humility will attract other qualities. So we saw these are the six things by which Lord Krishna becomes attracted to a devotee. You know, a devotee consider that how Krishna is so very dear for him in his heart. You know, so we'll just repeat. W, that is without any material desire. E, even liberation is rejected. A, attitude of being servant of the servant. L, living for rendering service of the Lord. T, tries to share this wealth. And H, that is humble. And when a person is having all this, he is always happy. You know, because he is having Krishna every moment in his heart. So this is how, you know, devotee attracts Krishna. Now we are going to see the another side. That what is that wealth by which Krishna attracts the devotee? Here is the wealth by which the devotee attracts Krishna. You know, W-E-A-L-T-H. Now what is the wealth by which Krishna attracts his devotee? That is the another part of our discussion. So again, the first is W. And the W is willingly becomes servant of his devotee. You know, that's the quality of the Lord. The Lord willingly becomes. It is not that, you know, he, you know, is forced to become. He willingly accepts that, you know, I want to become servant of my devotees. You know, Kulavicha Sridhar offers a wonderful prayer. Bhakti yoga bhisma toma jinila samare. Bhakti yoga yashoda bandhila tomare. Bhakti yoga tumhare bechile satya bhama. Bhakti vase tumi kande kaila gopa rama. Anant brahmand koti bahayar mane. So this is what, you know, Kulavicha Sridhar is telling, that how, my dear Lord, you are willing to become devotee, you are willing to become, you know, servant of your devotees, you know. And we see there are so many wonderful, you know, stories and pastime where Lord becomes the servant of his devotees. We see Lord became the messenger of Pandavas. He went in the court being the messenger of Pandavas, you know. Similarly, Lord became the chariot driver of Arjuna. You know, he continued taking the instruction from Arjuna, left or right. And at that time, it was not that, you know, okay, if you want to move left or right, you will tell, okay, move left, move right. Actually, at that time, people used to, from their leg, they used to hit, you know, on the back of the charioteer. And from that, the charioteer used to come to know that whether I have to move left or right. So that's what the role Lord took. For what? Just showing his love for his devotee. You know, similarly, Bali Maharaj, when Bali Maharaj gave everything, how Lord reciprocated? Lord reciprocated by becoming the doorkeeper. That Lord, you know, who has everything, you know, he is the Samrat, he is the emperor, for whom entire universe just is like one fraction of his opulence. That Lord is becoming the doorkeeper of his devotee Bali Maharaj. So willingly he becomes servant of the devotee. By this he attracts, you know, the devotee's love. You know, then E is, he enjoys, you know, he just doesn't become, you know, servant of the devotee. He enjoys the controllership of the devotees. You know, we see so many, you know, wonderful pastime where gopis are telling Krishna, you know, you dance. And for their pleasure, he is dancing. So he is enjoying the controllership of the devotees. You know, not just, okay, someone is forcing me to do something, that's why I am doing. You know? Similarly, he is telling orders from Ugrasena and he is enjoying doing that. See, he is taking orders of Yasoda and Nand Babaji and he is enjoying that. He is taking the sandals at his on his head and moving. You might have seen this wonderful picture. You know, Lord happily takes the sandal on his head and moves to give the sandal to his, you know, to Nanda Maharaj, indicating that how he enjoys the controllership of the devotees. You know, similarly for the Lord, he don't need anyone's consultation. You know, Lord, he is the one from whom everything comes. You know, Matta parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. No one is superior to him, but still he takes consultation. You know, Uddhavji, bataiye kya, what will be better for me? See, he enjoys being subordinate to the devotees. He enjoys being in control of the devotees. So this is E, you know, by which Lord attracts devotees' love. You know? And then A, you know, A is how the Lord always tries to glorify his devotees. You know, here the devotee want to glorify the Lord, and here the Lord want to glorify his devotee. Just see who is the, you know, most recognized face in the battlefield of Ramayana. No doubt is Hanumanji. You know, everyone, Hanumanji is the, you know, one of the most you know, recognized heroes of Ramayana. Similarly for Mahabharata, Arjuna, even though Krishna is personally present, in the presence of the Lord, Lord killed whom? All these demons when they came to Vrindavan. And for others, Lord, you know, organized in such a way so that his devotees can be glorified. Jarasandha, whom Lord you know, glorified Bhima. Through Bhima he killed Jarasandha. And so many other big people, he killed them through Arjuna. So how Lord is eager to glorify his devotees. So that's why many people consider, you know, that if I will go to a spiritual world, Lord Krishna is the only enjoyer. But no, they don't know that when Krishna enjoys, his rasa of enjoyment is he wants to give his devotees more than what he is releasing. And that's why he himself comes as Lord Chaitanya, seeing that my devotees are releasing more. I want to taste what is that. So returning to spiritual world, returning back home back to Godhead, is not that you are going to go to a master where you are a servant. Here Lord is showing, see the glory of my servants. My servants are my master. And that's what entirely this Yashoda Maya binding Krishna is, you know, being celebrated for 1 month, just giving this one particular statement in a very loud way, that how Lord wants to always glorify his devotee, always Lord wants to be subordinate to his devotees, you know. L, so we saw W, that is, you know, for the Lord, the most important thing is, he willingly becomes servant of his devotees. Then E, he enjoys the controllership of his devotees. A, he always tries to glorify his devotees. And then, you know, yes, in this there is a wonderful verse. Nemam virancho na bhavo na sirir api anga samsraya prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapya vimuktidat. The Lord who can award liberation to anyone showed more mercy toward the gopis than to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even Goddess of Fortune, who is his own wife and is associated with the body. So here Lord is glorifying the gopi, Yashoda Maya, that what, you know, Lord Brahma, what Lord Shiva or Goddess of Fortune, what they didn't had that opportunity, Lord gave that to Yashoda Maya, telling the entire world that how I can be bound. No one could bind Krishna. Who can bind Krishna? He's the Supreme Personality of God and everything is his. Who can bind? But Yashoda Maya could bind Krishna. Through this he is glorifying Yashoda Maya. And then L indicates loves his devotee more than anyone else. And for this he even breaks his own promise. We know this wonderful story, you know, in Mahabharata, when Bhishma Pitama had taken this vow, you know, Arjuna had also taken a vow and Krishna had also taken a vow. All these three vows, Lord broke his own vow to fulfill the vows of Bhishma and Arjuna. That's what the glory of the Lord. Generally in material world, if someone is a master, he ensures that what he said should be the final sentence. You know, what he said, that should be honored. But here is the Lord, here is the master who is ensuring my devotees' words should be recognized. Let my words be secondary. And that's why he tells in Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, you tell, my devotee never perishes. Because if Arjuna will tell, Lord will surely and certainly, you know, ensure that sentence is, you know, 100%, you know, given the top priority. So Lord gives that much priority to the statements and everything of his devotee, because he loves his devotee more than himself, more than on his own words and everything. And then, since time is less, we are concluding. The T is how Lord takes the positive side of the service and reject the other side. We see Putana. When Putana comes, you know, what motivation he has? She doesn't have any motivation, you know, of purity. Right now we are discussing Akinchan Bhakta. She's not an Akinchan Bhakta. But see what the glory of the Lord is. He took the positive side. Oh, this particular lady came and gave me her breast milk. And what position he gave? He gave such position that Sukadev Goswami, who was absorbed in Brahman, he got attracted to Krishna. So this is how Lord attracts his devotee. You know, aho bakiyam stanakala kutam. So this is how Lord shares that in his heart there is nothing more than how a devotee can be glorified. How if someone is doing wonderful positive service, he is very much attracted to that and he accepts that and rejects whatever else. Similarly, the squirrel, you know, for the when the bridge was going to be made, what was the contribution of the squirrel? From one perspective, for the bridge to be made, the big stones are required. One small sand particle is not going to contribute in any way. But Lord here took the positive side. The positive side was his mood, not his volume, that how much he has done. So he took the positive side. In one case, he took the positive side of, okay, he is coming and approaching to do a service, and here the Lord is accepting the positive side of rendering the service in a positive mood. So that's the glory of the Lord, that's the wealth of the Lord, by which he attracts the devotee's attention, or that's how he attracts the devotee's love towards him. And then H, the final H of this wealth, is heart-to-heart connection. All of us have heard this verse. Lord is telling to Durvasa, Sadhavo hridayam mahyam, sadhunam hridayam tvan aham, mad anyat tena janati, naham tebhyo managapi. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always within the heart of my pure devotee. My devotee do not know anything else but me, and I don't know anyone else but them. So this is what Lord is telling, that where Lord is keeping his devotees, just like a devotee keeps the Lord in his heart, similarly Lord keeps his devotee in his heart. And he considers there is nothing, no more respectable person in this world for me than a devotee. So this is the wealth of devotion. And that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita describes. Krishne ranna chaye prema, bhakti ranna chaye, apane na chaye tine nache ek thane. Krishne ranna chaye prema, bhakti ranna chaye, apane na chaye tine nache ek thane. The ecstatic love of Krishna, what it does, this prema makes three people dance. The devotee dance because of the ecstasy, and then Lord also dances in the ecstasy. And seeing this, the prema also dances. This all three dances seeing the reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee in pure love. So this is what Chaitanya Charitamrita is telling, the wealth of devotion, the wealth of akinchan bhakti towards the Lord, or what is called, the one which can attract Krishna's love. So this is what we saw, that wealth by which Krishna gets attracted to a devotee, and we saw the wealth by which Krishna attracts his devotee, and at the end we will see the wealth of this world. This world, so many people are trying to enjoy other things, the material things. What is that wealth? It's W stands for some, with material purpose we go to this process, that process. E, very much extreme endeavor we have to do. Extreme endeavor just to get some little happiness. A, our attitude is of the controller. How I can, I can get this, I can get this. And then L, what is the result? Little happiness. And what happens? T, troublesome from beginning to end. From beginning we have started trouble, and end also we ended in the trouble. And H, after this wealth, this we again hanker for more and lament. So this is what is the wealth of this entire material world's other processes, where we are trying to get something from here and there. That's what the earlier verse 13 is described. Not 13, it's like in 11th, that how in this material world all those processes which they are trying to give some happiness, is this nothing but they will give little happiness. Extreme endeavor, and then it will be troublesome from very beginning to end, and there will be lamentation at the end. So we will conclude our discussion with just describing this acronym again, all these three acronyms. First we described the wealth by which a devotee attracts Krishna, that is W, without any material motives. E, even liberation is rejected. A, attitude of being servant of the servant. L, living for the pleasure of the Lord. T, tries to give this message to everyone else and tolerates the difficulty. And H, always being humble. This is how the devotee attracts Krishna. Then another wealth by which the Lord attracts his devotee, and that is W. Willingly he becomes servant of his devotee. Then E is enjoys being controlled by devotees. And then A is always eager to glorify his devotees. And then L, he is always very much he loves his devotee more than himself. And then T, he takes the positive side and rejects the other side of devotional service. And H, heart-to-heart connection. This is what, by which Lord attracts devotees. Lord's love attracts devotees' heart. And at the end we saw how all other processes, they are just, a person is putting so much hard work, W for some material purpose, extreme hard work, E, A, attitude of controller, L, little happiness the person gets, and that also is troublesome from beginning to end, and H, hankers more for that happiness but ends in lamentation. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.